Good morning and welcome to the Sunday morning online edition of our service at Harmony Baptist Church of the Preaching Service. I'm Pastor Stephen Baker and we'll be continuing our study through the Gospel of Mark, and we'll be in Mark chapter 1 verses 21 through 34, and the title of the message is, What Thing Is This? What thing is this? Jesus was teaching, and when he was teaching, the people asked, they were amazed by what he did, and they said, What thing is this? We've never seen anything like this before. And so we're going to talk about that today. And the first thing we'll look at is his teaching was with authority in verses 21 through 22. His teaching was with authority. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. So Capernaum was a city on the northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee, and it was Jesus' ministry headquarters. It was where he based his ministry out of. And he went into the synagogue and taught. And it's interesting that later on, Jesus pronounces judgment upon Capernaum. And in Matthew 11:23, he pronounces this judgment because they did not repent despite his miracles and his presence there. And so that shows you that when you get downcast because people in your church are maybe with the pandemic, they're not coming back and they don't show interest in what's being preached and taught, and you're discouraged. Just know that when Jesus Christ himself taught in the town that he used as his ministry headquarters, the people ultimately did not receive his message. That's amazing. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. They said, What thing is this? We've never heard anything like this before. You know, the scribes would say, this is what the law says, or this is what the prophets say. But when the Lord Jesus Christ taught, he said, you've heard that it was said by them in old times, this. But I say unto you, this. You know, when he was reading a prophecy from Isaiah, he said, this day is this prophecy fulfilled in your hearing. And so the Lord Jesus Christ taught with authority, not like the scribes. And when we teach, when we preach, or if you're not a teacher or preacher, if you're sitting in a church pew, when your pastor preaches, it needs to be in the authority of the Holy Spirit and with the authority of the Word of God. When we preach, we don't need to give our opinions. Nobody wants to hear your opinion. Well, I believe you ought not to do this, and I believe you ought not to do that. How about this is what the Bible says? This is what Scripture says. That's what we need to preach, and that's what we need to hear. They were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. Now, the second thing we see is that he had power over demons, verses 23 through 26. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. I know who you are. You're the Son of God. You're the Holy One of God. And the people said, what is this? What thing is this that he has authority over the demons? The Bible says, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. What thing is this that this man preaches with authority, not like the scribes, and he rebukes demons and they come out? They submit to him. What thing is this? And there was power and authority in the preaching and actions of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the third thing we see is that his fame spread, verses 27 through 28. And they were all amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. So they couldn't keep a lid on it. They couldn't keep this under wraps. His fame spread everywhere. Not because he had somebody promoting him like a modern television evangelist, you know, commercials and all these kind of things promoting him. He didn't have books to sell. He didn't have all these things, but he just had authority in his preaching, and he just preached the Word of God, and he had the power of the Holy Spirit, and he had power to work miracles and cast out demons. And so people spread the word, and they said, "You've got to come see this man. He can help you. He can help you. He's not like the scribes. He can do something." And that leads us to the fourth thing, is that he healed the sick, verses 29 through 31. "And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John." So this was Simon Peter's house. "But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her." So Simon liked his mother-in-law. He wanted her to be healed. She had a fever, you know. Many of us would have not mentioned that, but I'm just kidding. But Simon loved his mother-in-law, and he wanted her healed. And it's interesting that he did have a wife. You know, the Catholic Church says that Simon was the first pope, But Simon Peter, he was the first pope, but the popes aren't allowed to be married. Now, in times past, they've been allowed to have mistresses. It's true, you can read history, that's true, but they've been allowed to have mistresses, but they're not supposed to be married. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him off her. And so, Jesus went to heal her, and he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And they said, "What thing is this? We've never seen anything like this." Jesus didn't give her medication. He took her by the hand and lifted her up. And she immediately had strength. That's a miracle too. You know, when people are healed now, for instance, somebody's down with the flu, they take some medicine, they get well. Okay? They don't have immediate strength. I remember I had the flu one year, and my fever left, so I went back to work, and I noticed while I was walking from my office to teach, I noticed that it felt like I was kind of floating, and I didn't have strength. And you know, people with coronavirus, they don't just go down and immediately they're up and they're moving around. But that's what happened with her. The fever left her. And remember that, you know, today if we have a fever, we take a Tylenol. We can go to the doctor and get antibiotics. We can get treated. But at that time, a fever could be a death sentence. So she was just laying in bed, and the fever leaves her, and she ministered unto them. And that's what she wanted to do. She wasn't able to do what she wanted to do. I talked to a lady in our church that's in the hospital, and she said, "You know, I just wish I could get well. I'd love to be back in church. Love to be back in church." She wants to come back to church. And it's sad that today there are many people. Now, we understand that people are scared. That's why we have online services and so on and so forth. But there are people that just have no desire to come back to the house of God. And that's sad. But she got to do what she wanted to do. She wanted to minister to Jesus. And so the fever leaves her, and she gets up and she starts to serve. Now the fifth thing that we see is that everyone came to him, verses 32 through 34. Well, his fame spread abroad. And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. So he was famous because of what he did. Because of what he did. People came, they wanted to be healed. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases and cast out many devils. And he suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. So he didn't want the devils to speak because he wanted people to believe in him based on his actions, the miracles he did, his teaching that was with authority, not like the scribes. He didn't want people to believe in him because of the advertisement of some devil. You know, if you're a television preacher today and you believe in the health and wealth gospel and all of that, then having a demon come out of someone and say, "This is a man of God," why, that might be the greatest advertisement you could have. You'd make video of that and show it everywhere. But Jesus didn't want that. You know, Jesus said, "The devil is a liar and the father of it." And of course, he didn't want a liar being an advertisement for him. But he wanted people to believe because of his actions, not because of advertisements. And so we too should want people to see how we live before we say to them, "I'm a Christian." Because a lot of people that want to say, "I'm a Christian" first are very hypocritical and caustic and mean. They'll get in your face and say, "I'm a Christian. You shouldn't be living that way. I'm a Christian." And that's not the testimony we want. We want to live like a Christian. And one of the ways to live like a Christian is not by being an old grouchy person that says, "Well, I'm not going to do that." But it's being kind to people, being nice, caring about people, being concerned about people. I had a lady that asked me, "How can I reach homosexuals? How can I reach them?" And I said, be kind. Invite them to church. Be nice to them. We live in a world where people are at each other's throats, controlled by politics. We just got through with our election in the United States, and there's still people that are just bitter and mean. And one preacher posted on Facebook and said it's sad that used to these nice old ladies that would be praying for you in church, now they're on Facebook telling somebody that they can drop dead, you know, because they disagree with them on politics. And so that's not what we need to do as Christians, as believers. We need to show kindness and compassion to people and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, not just by word, but by deed. By deed. And we need to live a Christian life, a Christian life, a good life before people. Not a mean life, but a good life. And so Jesus healed many that were sick of diverse diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. And he said, "I don't want people to believe because of the testimony of a devil. I want people to believe because they hear the word of God preached with authority and they see the miracles that I work." And so people are going to believe in Jesus Christ today, not just because you talk about him, but because you live him out. You live the Christian life out in actions as a spirit-filled man or woman of God. And if you're listening and you've never been saved, Jesus Christ died for you on the cross. He was buried and He rose from the dead, and He'll give you eternal life if you'll believe in Him. He is who He claimed to be. He's the Son of God. He's God come in the flesh. And He'll save you if you'll put your faith in Him today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You for these Thy people. I thank You for those listening. I pray if anyone's not saved, they would believe in Jesus Christ today and be born again. And I do pray You'd help us to live for You and live out a good testimony before other people. I pray You'd send peace and unity to Your house. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name above every name. Amen.